This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com and be sure to use discount code 17NERDSDIS. That's 17NERDSDIS to save 10%. TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacey from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 242 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we've got kind of a little bit of a hodgepodge for you tonight. It's not going to be a long show, but we are going to cover a lot of things. Before we start, let me introduce who we have tonight. First, we have Morgan. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hey, guys, how's it going tonight?
Doing good. Getting ready for, the big trip coming up.
And I'm right after you.
I know. There's going to be a couple of us going down. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. Before we do, let's introduce Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
I fear nothing. Everything is as the Force wills it to be.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. How are you doing?
Great. How's it going?
Great. Doing well.
This is what everybody wants to know, is how the Force is with Jimmy.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. How are you, Mrs. Widmer?
I'm good. The Force is strong with me as well.
Awesome.
And I tell you what, the Force was very strong with Morgan Tuesday night. Morgan helped us out big time by subbing in for our live show. She did a great show. The topic was a really, really cool topic we've been playing around with on our Facebook page. What's your favorite restaurant down at Disney Springs? Thanks a lot for that, Morgan. It was really, really good deal for us. Thanks.
Not a problem. And thanks to Joe for putting that on our Facebook page, because that's where I got the idea from. So it's a great topic and was glad to talk about it on the show.
I can tell you from experience that it's nerve-wracking enough to put yourself out there like that, up on screen live, even when you have somebody else with you. So to do it by yourself is kind of a scary thing. It takes a little bit of getting used to. So kudos to you. You did a great job. And it also helps that, you know, we've been doing this for over a year now, and we have a solid base of people that come every week that know us. And, you know, it's easy to talk to.
Thanks to Kim, your wife, for helping keep the conversation going in the chat.
That's a big part of it. When the conversation's going, you can read those comments. It helps keep that conversation going. So, yep.
Definitely.
Yep. Kudos, Ken.
Very cool. Now, that's Tuesday night, 9 o'clock on our Facebook page. We have our live event every week. A lot of good conversation, a lot of good news, a lot of good information. Jimmy and Lisa normally are out there for us. Morgan, our third co-host. And you never know who's going to show up or what the conversation's going to lead to.
For sure.
Exactly.
And you mentioned about Joe posting the question we used, the Disney Springs restaurant question. Well, Joe's one of our administrators on the Facebook pages. We've got our podcast Facebook page, and we've got our group page, the Disney Nerds page. And Joe kind of is out there helping us out all the time, making sure everybody keeps it clean. And he also starts some great conversations. He'll put some questions out there or some information. And one of the last ones was the Disney Springs question. And there's been a lot of replies to that one. That's a really good one because, you know what? It helps us pick out the next restaurant we're going to eat at.
That guy, Joe, he's okay sometimes.
Joe's been good. He's been with us for a couple of years helping out the Facebook page. He's been a regular attendee at our November meetups down in Walt Disney World. Him and his family are always around, always part of the posse.
I keep him around for his youngest son, Hunter.
I think he keeps you around for Hunter. I think it's the opposite way around.
That might be true. I'm good at keeping kids occupied.
There you go.
I'm a good babysitter.
Well, because you're just a big kid at heart, so it just works out.
I am. So I connect better with them sometimes than I do adults.
Now, I tell you what, Joe was talking about the new Toy Story Land opening and how Hunter can't wait for it to happen. He says he watches the movies all the time. He has the characters, some of the dolls, and some of the people from the movie at home.
He says he's got them all sitting around like they're in a board meeting.
So that kind of leads into the next thing we're going to talk about. Once we get to the end of June, the Disney nerds have been invited to the preview of the new Toy Story Land down at Hollywood Studios. So on June 29th, we're going to get a sneak peek of what the land has to offer. Look forward to that. We're going to be doing live videos from the land. We're going to be posting updates on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, our Instagram page. So definitely check it out. It's going to be a little preview, and the opening happens the very next day, June 30th. So this will be a great time to get a preview. Even though, I tell you what, the last couple of days, we've been seeing some of the cast members getting on the rides. Did you guys see those videos? Well, actually, I tell you what, Morgan posted those videos on the Facebook page for us.
Yeah, I posted them on our Facebook page and shared them on the group. Disney Parks blog has been posting some great videos the last couple of days, like perfect teasers to get everybody excited about the Toy Story Land.
I have a friend on Facebook, Joey, who she's a cast member because she was at the event today, and she posted about the Slinky Dog roller coaster.
Right, I saw that.
And I thought that when we originally looked at it, we thought that it looked kind of like a kiddie ride, or not maybe like the Barnstormer, but maybe somewhere in between Barnstormer and Big Thunder. And after her reaction, I'm thinking maybe it's closer to Big Thunder.
Good.
I think it's a little faster and kind of turns on its side a little more than we thought it did just by the initial videos of it.
Yeah, and I think especially with the video that they posted, that Disney Parks blog posted today with the cast members' reactions, you can definitely tell this is not just like a little kiddie roller coaster. This is fun for everybody.
Yep, I agree.
Oh, wow, I can't wait. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm going to be down in a couple days, and I'm going to be available there. I'm going to be down there for the opening of Toy Story Land 2. I'm really excited for it. However, I'm really kind of panicking because it's going to be so, so crowded. I've been doing a little research to get ready for the trip, and I've got park hours. And for every day from the day it opens, first of all, the thing that happens is no more extra morning magic hours at Animal Kingdom. That stops. That's been for the last year. They've had every morning they've had extra magic hours. Well, Pandora's getting thrown in the dust. Toy Story Land starts out, and the first day the park opens at 8 o'clock. With extra magic hours starting at 7 o'clock. So 7 to 8, they have extra magic hours. And it looked like it went every day of the week we were there. And which means, unfortunately, you have to be at the park at like 6, 6:15 to get in line to get in for that 7 o'clock extra magic hours. Which means we'll be getting up at like 5:30 getting ready to go to the park. However,
so lots of caffeinated mornings for you guys.
Oh, no doubt. We're going to be doing this on our return. We have two legs for this trip, one before the wedding, one after. And the reason why we're going to Florida is the wedding. So we kind of piggyback the trip onto that. And we have it planned to do the Monday we get back to the parks. So that's the second or the first. That's the first.
Talking about them getting rid of the extra magic hours and kind of throwing, like, just moving on from Pandora. Now this is the new thing. I'll preface this by saying nothing makes me giggle more than, and this happens a lot in Facebook groups, when things change at Walt Disney World, people tend to channel Walt. Oh, what would Walt think? And right, this or that. But this, the way they do this type of stuff is in true Walt fashion. That's exactly how he was, is that he got on a project and he got it perfect, and then he would move on from it. He did that, he built the theme parks, and then you know, Disney World, Walt Disney World wasn't even done yet. And he had moved on. He was thinking Epcot, and which wasn't supposed to be a theme park, but a community. So it's interesting.
Well, I think there's even a quote out there from Walt Disney that basically says, like, he wants to be forever changing in the parks and just in his company. So sure. I think a lot of people forget that.
What was the quote from the Robinsons? Meet the Robinsons.
Keep moving forward.
You got it.
Yep.
And that's all you got to say right there.
One of the most underrated Disney movies of all time.
And I tell you what, though, when the parks do something that doesn't follow through with that, you do hear about it. And you actually can find the reason why that doesn't work. And sometimes they change it. But the way they do this with the hours, yeah, that's not going to change, and that's okay. The things they do with what was I just reading the other day about the pricing that goes up for when it's really crowded? Yeah, that to me is more of a gouge type thing. But,
yeah,
you know, what are you going to do?
I agree. Very excited about the coaster, though. I haven't seen any feedback about the other ride, the saucers, the flying saucers.
Yeah, the alien ride.
Oh, that's true. We didn't see it today or yesterday. We have only seen the roller coaster, at least what I've seen so far.
Yeah, the only thing you really see about the that ride is the merchandise that they are doing for Toy Story Land that is basically almost like little toy versions of both rides. That's really the only time you see the and I want to say alien coaster, but I know that's not right.
I saw a couple videos today. They were showing some other merchandise. The shirts, just basically, I was playing in Toy Story Land and stuff like that. I'm sure they'll have a mess of that. I wonder how they're going to... Oh, you know what else I saw really quick, too? I saw a Tim Tracker
video. Oh, yeah, Tim Tracker.
Probably a couple days ago. He has a really good, you know, he has a really good vibe as far as his videos go. He gets in, he talks about the things that are pretty interesting and a lot of times what we want to hear about. Well, anyway, he was right. In MGM. He was in Hollywood Studios.
He was in MGM, really?
He got into the DeLorean.
And I can't get off calling it MGM Studios. It's stuck in my brain. Well, anyway, he was over there and he was checking out a construction update. And he was walking past Toy Story Mania, and it was closed because they were doing a cast member preview. And they showed actually where it was opened up for the cast members to get into the back to the right of Toy Story Mania, in that area where they just basically had a couple panels opened up. Cast members were checking in and going through. And you could see back there where the Toy Story Land sign was, I guess, with Woody on top of it. And so that was interesting. So I'm wondering if that's just going to be the wide open entrance from when it starts. We'll see.
I feel like there'll be multiple entrances, don't you?
Well, sure, there'd have to be, I guess.
I mean, I think if you keep going down past Toy Story Mania, I think there'll probably be an entrance that way. But then also right there by Toy Story where that gate was. That's kind of where the gate was, where you could kind of see some of the construction going on back there.
It was funny because they showed that. He showed the dead end. And they had the car from the new Cars movie down there, the girl. So she had her meet and greet down there. There was nobody down there. But then they also added trees above the wall, so you can't see anything beyond that dead end down at the end of the street there, Pixar Place.
And
the trees totally block out anything Star Wars going on.
Well, that's good.
Which is pretty funny, seeing them moving like portable trees to block stuff.
Right, right. They also, because of the cast member preview, the cast members were not allowed to, you know, take pictures or anything like that.
Oh, sure, sure. They were leaving that up to the Disney Channel or the Disney webpage.
Yeah.
Well, I know I've been able to do cast member previews as a cast member, and you can take the pictures, but sometimes you can take the pictures, but they say you can't post it until such and such date. So I wonder if that was that kind of situation or if it was just a strict no pictures.
The friend said that there was no pictures. And they're very strict about that and monitor social media, like the people's social media. Because me and Ed once knew a cast member that got fired for posting a picture that he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, right. That's right. How about that? Yeah, so they do keep track.
They monitor that stuff, absolutely.
Oh yeah, and the Disney image is no joke.
Yeah, they don't play.
Yeah, as a former cast member and somebody with tattoos, I can tell you the Disney look is not a joke. They are deadly serious about that.
So, Ed, you're going to be going down pretty soon. I know before we started recording, you said that your room request fax from touringplans.com just went out today. So you'll be there before you know it. What, do you have any big plans?
This trip is going to be kind of a quick in and out trip, but we're doing it twice. We have the wedding right in the middle of it, so we're going to be going a little bit before and a little bit after, but we're staying at the same hotel. But we're checking out and checking back in. We're staying at the All-Star Movies. And the facts, which is important about that, is that that's one of the touring plans, one of the bonuses of having a touring plans membership, is that along with all that great information about lines and touring plans and such, they automatically send the facts out at the time that's right for when they start putting room assignments together for people going to Disney World. So with the movies resort, they've been doing the refurbs there that they've done at the Pop Century. So we wanted to try to get into one of the buildings that was finished, and we heard that Building 10 was done. They were starting to work on Building 9, or they're almost through with 9. Well, I got my reservation, so I don't care anymore. So if you want to book there, book there.
This is on the wrong show. This should have been on the show of tips we don't want to share.
Now, I tell you what, I hope I didn't double positive myself, because I called the resort before setting up my facts because I wanted to double check if there was any other buildings besides 10 that they had finished. And I figured, well, I'll give it a shot calling the resort, talking to guest services and seeing if they know. And basically, I went through about 15 minutes worth of, I thought I explained the question pretty well, but 15 minutes worth of questions about my reservation and this and that and these and those. And I actually never found the information out, ended up on the line with the normal reservations people who put a note on my reservation saying about staying in room 10 or building 10.
So I hope it's hard. You can find the numbers, but it's very hard to get a number directly to the hotels.
Oh, right. You got to do it through.
That's what you need to do. You got to call the hotel directly. There are numbers, though, for them.
I was going to say the number I found for the movie resort and the numbers for the hotels were very plain. It was like the first six numbers and then 7,000 was like the movies and like 6,000 was like the All-Star sports. So it was really kind of surprising how random they seemed or normal.
And another thing is in I guess that's the 2000s section of Pop Century, the icon is – like a big cell phone.
Mm-hmm. That it only goes up to the 90s, so you're thinking of
The 90s. Okay, so it's the 90s. Yeah. But there's a number on the phone.
Oh, is it a real number?
And yep. you call it, and it rings Pop Century's front desk.
Oh, very cool.
Because my kids called it just to see.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
When I stayed at Pop Century last year in the refurbished rooms, it was that building exactly that was the only one finished for refurbishment. So I remember that number exactly.
Yeah, very cool. Now, I tell you what, Building 10 at the movies is kind of coincidentally the Toy Story building.
Sure is.
So that's kind of cool with the Toy Story opening up.
It's like you're going to have a Toy Story theme possibly for your stay.
Whole trip.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Now, this trip is going to be something new. This trip is we haven't done the night show at Animal Kingdom yet. What's the name of that?
Rivers.
Yes, Rivers of Light. So we got a fast pass for that. Not that tough to get a fast pass for that. What else? We're going to be Our Guest restaurant. We have a reservation for that on the first part of the trip. That's Hope's graduation gift. That's what she wanted, or part of it anyway.
Can I tell you what I think on a scale from 1 to 10, my prediction, what Ed will rate Rivers of Light?
Sure.
I'll let Morgan go first. Morgan, scale of 1 to 10, if you had to guess. What would you think Ed would rate it?
So I think that you actually are going to rate it low. So I think Ed is actually going to rate it higher than you. So I'm going to go with like a 6. So
let's change this up. What would you? Where do you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10? And where do you think Ed will rate it?
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't have a rating.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you can answer the question.
I mean, I've seen the live stream that Disney has done on their website.
Yeah. All right. I think Ed's going to rate it probably a 6 or 7.
That's what I was going to say. Is that that's what I think you think it's going to be.
I
hope I rate it a 6 or 7. I'm not expecting it to be that high.
I was going to say maybe a 5.
No, I hope it is. I hope it's pretty, to be honest with you, I don't think I've seen any video of the entire show. And it was early on the video I did see, so I'm not sure if it's even changed up or not.
I don't hate it. I just feel like they could have done a lot more with it. And it's just not – look, it's still a beautiful show. It's just compared to other Disney shows, I just don't think it's on par, if that makes sense. So comparing it to other Disney shows, I mean, that's a pretty freaking high standard, right?
Well, sure, but like Fantasmic.
Now, are you comparing Fantasmic or are you comparing Fireworks, though?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them. And all the nighttime shows, from the fireworks shows to the projection shows. Well,
it's more Fantasmic than anything, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it more like Fantasmic?
Probably more like Fantasmic than anything, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they missed the boat, though, with it, is there's no like tie-in to Disney. Like, there's no Simba. There's no Jungle Book. There's no... Gotcha.
Like, they should have had the Baloo on the boat somewhere or something like that, or King Louie out there.
Right. Some Disney tie-in. Just something in the projection, something. I mean, there's so many good, you know, Disney movies that would fit the theme and not ruin... I don't want Mickey Mouse popping up because that doesn't fit the theme, but... you know, there's so many movies that do fit that theme that they could have done something to have that tie-in.
Gotcha. As far as anything else on the trip goes, we don't have any other major reservations going. Leslie's coming back with us. My wife is going to be there for the second half, so she's going to come to the park with us, which is pretty cool. And, other than Toy Story Land, that's the main thing. Getting in to see that, getting to Animal Kingdom, taking a bunch of pictures, getting the scavenger hunt ready for our meetup in November. This year we're going to be doing the Animal Kingdom. We just posted the event schedule out there now.
When is the last time Leslie was in Disney? Because I know she doesn't go as often. A lot of times she doesn't go. You go.
We're debating if she has a Magic Band or not right now. I have to go see her pile.
It's been a while.
So that might tell you the answer there.
So it's been a while.
Right. Now, my wife is very, very understanding. She realizes me and the kids very much love Disney World and getting down there as often as we can. And she'll have a great time, too. We'll go to Florida together, and she'll hang out in Tampa or on the East Coast. And have a great time with a friend or something like that while we go to the parks. And then we meet up and hang out for the rest of the vacation.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And then once in a while she comes in. She made it a point to get there because Quinn was never a roller coaster fan. And the one time we went, he was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm going to have a blast. She went to the park with us that day. We bought her a ticket. We ended up having the whole day there. And then we had a blast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And... I think she just doesn't like the way we're running around doing all the rides. She's more of the Epcot type of tourist.
So she would want to do. She'd probably be more likely to do a trip with me and Kim.
We'll be doing a little bit more Epcot on the second half than I was planning on it at this point. And we're also going to rope drop Animal Kingdom and get her onto Flight of Passage. That's the other big thing. Because we have fast passes for that one night, but we can't get her added. We added her some fast passes, which is pretty cool to know you can do that. We had the two people on the fast pass, and we were able to add Leslie to a couple of them. Some of the lesser rides, obviously. Couldn't do it to...
Well, as a treat, once you get her off of... get her into Pandora, you got to give her a margarita, you know, as a treat. You know, you got to the parks, here's a drink, here's a cocktail to celebrate.
Right.
No doubt. And we do have kind of the restaurant in Pandora kind of earmarked as we're going to hit that place just to try that out with her. I'm really not really set on any other restaurants. It's going to kind of be a couple in our back pocket, figure out where we are when we're hungry.
Which, by the way, Santuli Canteen is a mobile ordering restaurant. Because I know we've talked about that in the last couple episodes.
I do plan to do mobile ordering exclusively this time. I'm going to use the hell out of it.
Have you eaten there, Ed?
Yeah, we did the last time. Yep.
It's really good.
I want to try the protein and where you put the protein and the other parts of the meal together. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, the bowl. Yeah, we did. I did that both times I've been. The menu did change a little bit.
Oh, good, good.
Just with the different things you can add. Mm-hmm. From the first time I was there. Last time I went, I got that. It was just me and Wyatt. Caitlin didn't really like it. So they went and eat somewhere else. So me and Wyatt went there. He had never been. And he couldn't wrap his head around the bowl thing. So he got the burgers, like the burgers that come in the little bao bun.
Right, right.
And then he tried some of my bowl, and he ended up really liking it. For picky eaters, it's a little intimidating because it's a lot of stuff that, you know, especially for like kids, they never heard of some of this stuff. So,
right.
I think it sounds more intimidating than what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's just lettuce and rice and meat.
Yeah.
Or vegetables.
Which, speaking of kids, I actually did the bowl as a kid's meal. And you know how I found that, you know, that's my new little trick with the dining is getting the kid's meal. So.
What kind of serving?
It's honestly, and I went with a bunch of girls, and of course all the girls got the adult bowls, and I come in. I would say it's a little more than half the size, but just like all the other kids' meals that you can get throughout all the other parks, came with a drink, and it came with a side.
Yep.
And I got the little cheesecake dessert thing because, I mean, I just had to try it.
That's a blue thing.
All the girls were like, oh my gosh, we ordered so much food. How am I going to eat this? And then here I come with my kids' meal after doing my mobile ordering, which they were shocked about the mobile ordering as well. And they're like, man, we got to learn from you.
Sure. And the lesser price to boot.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, my last trip, I had some of my cousins down there with us. And we met up like on their final night. It was my second to last night. And we had a plan of just meeting up at Epcot and going to have drinks and stuff like that. So I showed them I did the mobile order and picked up the full size beers at the restaurant in America. Cause all the other places serve you these small beers.
Oh, right.
So I got the next round. So I ordered it on my phone. We went in there and ordered five Yinglings. And they're like, oh, man, we got to follow you. You know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, well, you find those tricks.
Yeah.
Well, I always find it funny when we find the tricks and locals or even cast members are like,
"Don't know.
How did you know?
That's a great idea.
How did you figure that out?"
Yeah. Well, you know, it's out of necessity, isn't it always?
Usually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it. That's kind of how I happened upon the beers. We were hanging out by the American Adventure. Like, we never do that.
American what?
The American Adventure.
What is that place called?
The Planter.
There's a planter?
The Nerd
that
Planter.
That I said once. But the line was really long. It was either the line was really long or we went in because it was raining once. And I went to the counter and got a beer. And I'm like, oh, crap, this is a man's beer. This is the big one.
And actually, it just reminded me of something, too. Did you guys see the video of Star-Lord and Gamora over at the American Adventure Theater or American whatever theater that is there across from American Adventure?
Panda streamed it the first day.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos from people. Are you planning on seeing that while you're there?
Yeah, we're going to definitely check it out. A couple of shows ago, we were trying to guess what the show is about, and it kind of – it isn't the California show I was predicting it was going to be, but it couldn't be really with the stage and such like that. It is somewhat of a similar situation, though, where they just show up and they start talking to the audience, and you get into the show, too. It looks like it's pretty fun. So
I can't wait to check it out.
Now, the other thing about the trip is just kind of like light thinking. This, I haven't really done a lot of planning and packing. It seems like it's been quick. However, I do think with all the early mornings, it's probably going to be one of those break day type trips, believe it or not. If we can get to like 2-3 in the afternoon and then kind of cruise and get back to the park at like 5-6 and switch parks. All the parks are open to at least 10, 11, or 12 with the extra magic hours on top of that. Totally want to take advantage of it this trip. So
that's one of the good things about going during summer.
Oh, yeah, that's like one of the best things about summer is the extended hours.
Mm-hmm. They're open so late.
Yep. I know. Some of the winter times, they close at 8, 9 o'clock, which is crazy. But, yeah, but then again, there's not a lot of sunlight and such. Or people, I guess, is the big thing. Looking forward to the new dog at Casey's in July. I think somebody showed me, I think, the June one, and I just didn't like that at all. So we'll see. Hopefully it's a better one.
Was the June one the...
I can't remember what it was off the top of my head.
Was that the Aztec one?
I think that was the Aztec one. I was there for that. It did not look appetizing. I didn't get it. And, you know, I usually try those.
Mm-hmm. Right. So hopefully I'll have a good one. I'll take a picture of it.
I wonder if they do something patriotic because you got the 4th of July.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe they'll bring the barbecue slob dog back. I mean, that's kind of a...
Yeah, maybe.
Americana thing. Oh, you're lucky if they do. That's the best.
Yeah, definitely. I like seeing them change that up. I was seeing one of the Disney Springs restaurants, someone mentioned they have a place that has the burger of the month also.
Edison.
Yes.
Do they?
Correct.
Good I answer. Like the fact that they changed that up. I just wish they wouldn't have eliminated the barbecue slaw dog in order to do it. Right. Like, I feel like they could have left the barbecue slaw dog on the menu and then had a monthly, something else monthly.
Right. Now, the other thing I've been trying to find is the secret menu thing that was a big kick like a year ago. I did see, I think, in the movies.
They had it in movies, and they bring like
the briefcase out. Yeah.
The viewfinders.
Right. So now, I don't know how nerdy it'll sound, but I think every time we order at a different restaurant, we're going to ask about a secret menu just to see. How else would you find out?
Yeah, how else would you know?
So are you going to try to do the secret menu at movies? Or did they stop doing it?
Well, we'll find out.
I haven't heard
about it in a while.
We'll find out. I'm trying to remember what the menu was, and I didn't think anything was really great that I would have liked. I think it was...
I don't think... does it matter, though? You don't have to order off for it.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. I would still check it out.
You're going to bring the case out with the viewfinder so you can flip through it.
Yeah, right.
have the kids take
pictures.
Yeah.
I know one thing that a lot of people talked about when, like, everybody was finding out about Secret Menu was a burger that, instead of just a hamburger bun, they used cinnamon rolls as the bun.
I think that was the one at movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only one that I'm really hear about.
Yeah. They did have something else. I can't remember off the top of my head what it is, but we will find out.
So, also, I was talking, and it's interesting because I'm the travel agent, but Lisa brought this to my attention today because I hadn't seen it. But I don't want to say it's a new promo, but it's a package. And they did this last year around Christmas, but it's a very specific package and comes with some neat stuff. So, this one's called the Ultimate Disney Fall into Magic Package. And it's a 4-day, 5-night package that takes place from September 3rd through the 8th at select Disney resort hotels. So they have an itinerary, and there's different hotels. It doesn't apply to any values. There's a moderate, a deluxe, and deluxe villa, and it comes with a 4-day ticket. And you can't really customize it. It comes with a 4-day park hopper. So on Tuesday, September 4th, you have an exclusive Welcome to Fall dinner at Epcot, inspired by Epcot Food and Wine Festival. On Wednesday, September 5th, you have a nighttime Kilimanjaro safari tour, followed by an exclusive showing of Rivers of Light at the Animal Kingdom after park closing.
Ooh.
Thursday, September 6th, 2 hours exclusive evening access to Toy Story Land at Disney Hollywood Studios. And then Friday, September 7th, tickets to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom.
It almost reminds me of that special extra Magic Hour breakfast they had at Magic Kingdom for a little while, but they just have it 4 days in a row, 4 different parks.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
I posted it up today at Caribbean for someone, and it was for two adults, it was $2,600. So that's 5 nights, 4 days with 4-day park hoppers and two tickets to the Halloween party.
Halloween party plus those 4 exclusive things or 3 exclusive things.
Dinner, right. The first one's a dinner, so that's included in the admission too.
Yeah, I mean, for everything that you get, that's, I mean, really think that's not a bad deal at all.
Considering how much, like, for 2 hours or 3 hours of the park closed Toy Story Land, that's crazy. People would pay, like, Galactic Nights was a $120 ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could see where that would be. Wow, this is not a bad deal the more I think about it.
Yeah. It's got some great stuff built in there. It really does. It's tough for somebody like, and this is the issue, I think. Now, I did ask because when I priced it out, Lisa was asking about, so I was pricing it off of Lisa, but they have annual passes. So they wouldn't need the ticket, but you can't order it without the ticket. But the cast member I talked to on the phone, because the only way to book this, I can't even book it online, you have to call, said that because they have passes, when they renewed their passes, those tickets would stay in on their account. And when they renewed their passes, they would get credit for it.
They'd pay for it. Nice. Nice.
Oh, cool.
It'd be the first, like, $300 of the
yeah, annual whatever a four-day park hopper, right, you know, gate price is.
Yeah, very cool. That makes a lot of sense, and that's really kind of cool of Disney to kind of pay attention and do it that way.
Yeah, so
awesome.
Anybody listening wants to is interested in that package, they can email me at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com or at jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, either one.
Right. Now, I tell you what, Jimmy, since you're fresh giving off email addresses, why don't you tell the people how to get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. Well, that's it for show number 242. Thanks for listening to us just talk about a lot of different things. For Jimmy, Morgan, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Guaharini.
Have a magical day, y'all.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
And it was really, I was going to say, I was going to say, stop doing that. I was, three.